Nothing is more important than protecting your family and property. That's why you should make a free call right now to Vivint, the number one smart home services provider in the U.S. Vivint will make your home safer and more secure with a state-of-the-art system that's so simple to use. Vivint smart home specialists provide award-winning monitoring of your system 24/7, 365 to respond to any emergency, even when you can't. And with the 4.5-star rated Vivint smart home mobile app, control your entire house from anywhere. Locks, cameras, security system, all at your fingertips. Tips on your mobile device. Call Vivint now and get a free quote, professional installation, and full smart home service for as little as $2 per day. Equipment purchase or service agreement required. Conditions apply. Call now. A smart home is a safer home. So protect your family and your property, home or business, with a Vivint smart home system.
Call 800-689-3005. 800-689-3005. That's 800-689-3005. 800-689-3005.
Welcome back into Tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline. We're chatting with fire safety educator with KIDDE at KIDDE, KIDDE.com, Sharon Cooksey. Now, is it available currently for the public? And if so, where and how much?
It sure is. It is exclusively at the Home Depot. We're very proud to partner with the Home Depot on this initiative and this new product launch. It's available on their .com, on the HomeDepot.com. And it is also available in select stores across the U.S. And I think it's really affordable. It's really an easy reach from a wallet perspective. It's only $89.97.
Wow, good. So for less than $100, you've got that peace of mind. And will the product work as a standalone? Let's say you can't quite afford to do the whole house, but you want to at least get one started. Will it work by itself?
Yes. It absolutely will function by itself. So that's one of the, and thank you for this great question. That's one of the wonderful things about this alarm. Not only is it a standalone alarm, but it will also connect to existing KIDDE interconnected by hardwire alarms and give you even more control over your safety.
Great. So that backward compatibility can make a big difference, too, if you've got, hopefully, other KIDDE alarms. And yeah. I think it's also important what you mentioned earlier, too, to remind all of our audience watching and listening, if your fire alarms, your smoke detectors, whatever, are over 10 years old, get rid of them. Your life, your family's life is worth a lot more than that. And replace them, preferably, with these new devices, because they are available. They are smart. They do some really cool things. The fact that we've got a smart smoke and carbon monoxide alarm with smart features that can also talk to our smart speakers is even more interesting and really carries through how important it is for that interconnectivity and the ability to communicate should there be an emergency.
That's 100% correct. And I just want to add one other thing, if I can.
Please.
If we could talk about CO for just 1 second. So there is a common myth, it's a myth, that CO collects at the floor or that it's heavier than air. And it is not. So I'm going to say it one more time. CO weighs essentially the same as air. So we've gotten a lot of questions about putting a CO alarm on the ceiling. And that's absolutely fine because CO essentially weighs the same as air, which means wherever air is, it can be there as well. So in the winter, especially, you know, forced air rises because hot air rises. So it can take that CO with it as it rises up. So it is absolutely fine to have a CO alarm on the ceiling. You can install a CO alarm anywhere from 5 inches from the floor to the ceiling. So I just wanted to mention that, too.
Well, I'm glad you pointed that out because that is important. And I think it's very important that folks realize that carbon monoxide can be a problem in any home. It's not just a matter of, let's say you lost power after a storm and you've cranked up a little portable generator. That, of course, is going to produce some CO. You don't want that carbon monoxide in your house, and you know you want to keep it away from any open windows and so forth. But there are other things that can cause us a problem with CO, are there not?
Oh, yes, a ton. And thank you for mentioning generators. Please, please, if you take anything away from me talking, it is never, ever bring a generator indoors.
Oh, ever. Gosh. No,
ever.
No, no.
Yeah. Never. It's a big no, and people do it over and over, and I'm just begging people to leave them outside, not even in an attached garage. If this, you know, if you're worried about the security of it, do something else. Just don't bring it indoors. But other appliances in the home that can offset CO is really anything that's not powered by electricity in a nutshell. So,
wow.
You know, your natural gas range or cooktop, your furnace that's powered by heating oil, or a space heater that's kerosene, or wood-burning fireplace, gas logs, the list is endless. So if you have natural gas, propane, kerosene, gasoline, wood, charcoal, your outdoor grill actually puts off CO.
Whoa.
So, it's really everywhere. It's a naturally occurring gas, right? So but it sneaks up on you, you know, because you can't see it, taste it, or smell it. So that's why we strongly recommend that you have working CO alarms throughout your home.
Wow. So, yeah, not only smoke, which is always a concern, of course, you know, you want to detect any fire, but carbon monoxide detection as well. So do check out the cool new products at hopefully a Home Depot nearby you or at kidda.com/smart. Sharon, no wonder you're the fire safety educator with Kidda, because you are not only a delight to talk with, but always have some great tips. We always look forward to getting you back on the show. Thanks for spending a few minutes with us this time.
Thank you for letting me be here. Always my pleasure.
It is our pleasure. It's a mutual admiration society. Kidda.com/smart. Love the heart as well. So by all means, we'll get you there too. Visit us at intotomorrow.com. I'm Dave Graveline. Stay tuned. There's much more to come right here on the Advanced Media Network.